All right, well then let's jump into things here. So the very first topic we're going to be discussing here is I'm going to teach you about how to get started off with Google AdSense, what it is, what it is, where to access it, how to use it, everything. All right. It's more for the basic user if you've never used it before or even applied to it and implemented it on your site. It's primarily geared for newbie. So if you're a bit more advanced using it, then this is not necessarily the call for it, but we'll go over more advanced methods of using it in the future. But by the end of the call, you'll have learned what it is and how to use it on your site, how much money you could potentially make at it, how to be successful with it, some of the formulas that you can implement to see success, and some of the rules to follow as well to obviously stay in the program, how to implement it on your websites and strategies that we'll talk about too. Okay, very good. Well, does anyone have any questions before we jump into things? Yeah. So the very first topic here is where to go with AdSense and how to sign up with it. Okay, so you'd want to first go over to google.com/AdSense, and you'd be able to sign up successfully with the AdSense program. But before we jump into that, one of the things that you want to make sure that you have in place is a website. So if you have a website that gives you 100% control over it, then that's going to be best. If you have a third-party website or a site that you can't control, it's going to be a bit challenging to use this kind of money-making method, because you'll need to edit certain pages or edit certain areas on your website to be able to implement the code that you get from the Google AdSense program. So just keep that in mind. The best type of website system that I recommend and also use myself with this very method is WordPress. So WordPress is super easy to use, especially with using Google AdSense on it. And if you don't know how to set up WordPress, you can call into the resource coach or the coaching support team and get help from us, or else you can contact your host as well, and they can help you. But the main thing is you got to have a website, all right? Blogger is also another free site that you can use AdSense on. You just go over to blogger.com and sign up for free, and then you can create articles. And like I said, we'll get into more details of creating content and so forth, but that's another great site. And there's also a profit-sharing site where if you were to go over to Squidoo, you can write articles for them. It's on a third-party site, but you don't get the full advertising revenue from them. But you don't have to have a website in that particular circumstance. You can just write content, but we'll get into that too. So what is Google AdSense? Google AdSense is simply a program that Google has that pays you money anytime someone comes to your website and clicks on an ad. And we're talking primarily about natural people and natural clicks. And what that means is just people coming to your website who have gone there by either deliberate marketing, or else you've generated that traffic through search engine optimization methods. The main thing is that the people have come to your site somehow and they've just naturally clicked on the links. And we'll talk about some of the rules as well with Google AdSense, but that's what that is simply people coming to your site, clicking on ads. And it's a super easy way of generating some good income. It's not necessarily going to be in the hundreds or even thousands of dollars at all to start with, but it can be that way. Just this past few months, I generated about $350 just from AdSense. People just clicking on ads, and Google sends you a check, so it's just kind of nice. So that's the very first step there, is make sure I have a website. And then the second step is to go over to google.com/AdSense, and up at the top right-hand corner, you're going to see this red button at the time of this call. you'll see this button that just says sign up now. Okay, so you just click on the sign up now button, and you'll be taken to this page where you can fill out your account, and it's going to ask you for a few things before you get started. You need to be at least 18 years old to have and have a verified Google account to sign in to your AdSense account. And as I said, you need a website or other content to that's compliant with the program policies, and you can read up on that. And then you'll also need, as it says, a mailing address at which you receive your bank statements so you can receive your check successfully. Or else you can put my address there. Just kidding. So with the next steps there, you just proceed on to the next page, and it'll ask you to either sign in if you already have a Google account, or if you don't have a Google account already, then just click on the button that says no, create a new Google account. And you just put your name and contact info in there, create your password, your birthday, confirm that you're not a robot, type in that capture code in, and then click on next step. So once you submit your application, all right, Google is going to review it. It usually takes about a week. I haven't come across too many that they review for longer than a week, but there's always new instances that we come across. So give it about a week and then check your email. They should approve you. And once you get approved, then you're ready to rock and roll to the next step. So once you get approved, then you can go back to your account, google.com/AdSense, so A-D-S-E-N-S-E. Then just log in using your Gmail account and your password. Once you log in, then you'll immediately be brought into the AdSense section, okay, where you can create your ad code, and there's a lot of other sections in there that you can utilize to be able to get some excellent information on your reports and telling you how much you're making and all that. But once you log in, up at the very top, okay, you'll see the section there where it says My Ads. And if you have an AdSense account already, then you can log in and check that out while we're talking. But if not, just follow these instructions, and then you'll be able to check this out after our call. So when you click in your My Ads area, then you'll be able to create a what we call an ad block. Okay, now there's some example websites that'll be in this article that'll be on the Prosper blog. And we're going to go over a few examples on this call here today as well. But the very first step here, once you log in, is you got a website already. All you're doing here is just creating a piece of code. Okay, you're going to copy this code and paste it onto your website in a strategic location. And we'll talk about where those best locations are going to be. But when you create an ad code, okay, with Google AdSense, what you're doing is you're giving it a name, and Google gives you a few different appearances to choose from. So you have skyscraper ads, which are vertical. They go up and down, and they're usually about 90 pixels wide, just about an inch and a half or so wide. And then you have all other types of shapes and sizes, even shapes and sizes for mobile advertisements. Okay. So even people going, to pull up your website on a mobile device, okay, you can present those types of ads, and it'll show on a mobile device. And that's becoming more and more popular. And they're just a small type of ad that people will see. You may have even seen them yourself. So if you were ever any time you've seen those, and if you did click on them, someone got paid. It's easy as that. Okay. So it's not too complicated of a method of making money with this. So now the key that we're going to go over here is content, and we're going to go over that in more depth with strategies of creating valuable, optimized content for the search engines and for people to read. Okay, because you obviously want people coming to your website and reading your content, and one of the major reasons why Google AdSense Google has this program called AdSense is to help facilitate the driving of traffic to websites. Okay, so if your website is talking about nutrition, and someone comes and clicks on an advertisement on your website that has to do with losing weight, they're going to be taken off of your website, and they're going to be taken to that advertiser's site. Okay, they're no longer going to be on your website. Okay. All right, so we're going to go over that a little bit more, but let's come back here to the ad creation. Okay, it's going to ask you to create a few different sizes of ads, and to start with, as an example, I would recommend you just create an ad width of 120 by 600. You'll see that underneath the vertical area, so it's just called a skyscraper ad. And overall, it's been proven that, you know, through my research and also through experience, that that type of ad block is converts clicks better. You know, people click on it more because it's more noticeable and so forth. So, and then it's also going to ask you for an ad type. It's going to ask you, do you want to present text ads only, or text and display ads, or just display? So a display ad is an image. All right, sometimes it may be a video, but usually it's going to be an image, and that's going to be rotated through. If there's no image ads available from Google, then it's going to display text links on your website. So just keep that in mind. In the next section there, it talks about a custom channel. Okay, there's more advanced steps here, that we'll go over in the future, but these are just the basics. So these are the things that you would need to do. You give it a name and choose the ad size and then the type. And then along with, choose the channel, because that keeps things organized. If you have 20 websites and you have 5 ad blocks on each one, then you want to know which ad blocks are linking up with each one, each site. So just give it a custom channel name, which would be like the name of your website. And then you can add it to the right-hand box, okay? And then that'll give you confirmation that that ad code is going to be linked to that website, okay? So once you've done that, then you can move on. And you don't really have to change the colors and so forth down below inside of your account of your ad block, but you can customize the colors of your advertising block. And so you can make it more in line with your site colors and so forth. But it's usually easier just to keep it by Google default, but just know that you can customize it. And then afterwards, click on Save and Get Code, and you're ready to go, okay? So once you click on Save and Get Code, a pop-up box is going to show, and you'll be able to copy that code. Okay, and so once you copy that code, you'll need to go back to your website and paste it inside of the location that you desire. Okay, we're going to go over that here right afterwards. But this code that you're copying, it needs to be pasted inside of the text area or the HTML area of the desired location of your website. So keep that in mind. Okay. Now, if you're using WordPress for your website, it's going to be a lot easier because these areas inside of your widgets and your pages and posts, you can put them in there. And you can even use certain plugins. If you don't know what a plugin is, it's simply a tool that WordPress gives you to enhance your website, enhance the functionality of it. So one of the best plugins that I've used and continue to use to easily implement Google AdSense code on your website is called WP-insert. So dash is the dash, not spelled out. Okay, so WP-insert, I-N-S-E-R-T. So you go inside of, if you want to use the plugin route, it's going to be the easiest. You just go inside of your WordPress admin area, and you click on plugins, add new, and you'll be able to search for that type of plugin. Just type it into the search field and look for it, and then install and activate it. Okay, and once you install and activate it, you'll be able to go into that section for that plugin. It'll usually be found in the bottom left section of your admin area for WordPress. Okay, and once you go in there, then you can edit the ad block areas. Okay, so you take that code that you just copied from AdSense, okay, and just paste it inside of the location you desire. So WP Insert is going to tell you, would you like to put this code and display it before your blog post content, or in the middle, or at the very end? Okay, it just automatically creates these spots for you site-wide. So what that means is that when you go to your website, and let's say you have a blog section on your website full of articles, and what that's going to do is it's going to automatically present that advertising code. It's going to present an image or some links from Google, and it's going to present them. Okay, so when someone goes to your website and they're reading an article, they'll come across that image or link, and if they click on it, once again, they'll, you know, your account with AdSense will be automatically credited with some money. So that money really depends on just how much people and the advertisers are paying for a click. So if you know much about Google AdWords, okay, Google AdWords is a program that Google has that allows you to advertise your website, you know, through their marketing channels. Okay, when you go to Google and you're looking for things, okay, you'll notice advertisements on the right-hand side and up at the top and the bottom. Okay, those are called pay-per-click ads. And so it ties hand-in-hand with the Google AdSense program, because if the advertisement, or the advertiser, I mean, if you're the advertiser and you're paying Google to promote your, you know, your website, and you're willing to pay, let's say, $3 per click or $1 per click, let's just go off of $1 because that's still pretty expensive, then a percentage of that dollar is going to be paid to the AdSense user. Okay? So if you're the advertiser and I'm the AdSense user, okay, that I put the AdSense code on my website, then you know, a fraction or a percentage of that dollar is going to be paid to me anytime someone clicks on the ad on my website. Okay, so not to confuse the difference between the AdWords and the AdSense, because they're two different programs entirely, but they go hand in hand. But I just wanted to explain how that amount is basically generated to be paid out to you. The amounts can differ. Yeah, when I'm looking at my AdSense account right now, and there's, you know, ones, you know, instances where people click on ads that generate 1 or 2 cents, and they can even go on up to $1 or $2, or sometimes up to $15. I mean, just imagine people. You know, that doesn't happen too often, but you know, the industries that pay out the most are basically industries that are usually willing to pay the most for their clicks. Are usually people in the real estate industry or attorney industry, you know, legal stuff. You know, they're looking for people to click on their ads, to come to their website, fill out the form for, you know, legal services, or a bunch of other, you know, reasons. But, and also real estate is very popular in terms of AdSense and generating higher amounts of money per click for your AdSense. And so, you know, those areas are pretty lucrative, but they're also very, very competitive, because, you know, other people know this as well. And but if you have a website that's focused in on a specialized topic, you know, within real estate or within a within another, you know, lucrative industry that advertisers are paying quite a bit for per click, then you can do quite well with fewer clicks on your website. Okay, we're going to come back to this topic in just a second here, but let's talk about the locations that you put this code in, and also the content that you create. Okay, so the locations that you would want to place your AdSense code in would primarily be on the sidebar. On the left or the right-hand side, and it's usually going to be either a skyscraper ad that's best, or else a medium rectangle ad. Okay, if you do those types of ads, then they usually generate better AdSense clicks, you know, than just the links alone. Okay. like on one of my sites at nutritionprinciples.com/blog-articles, you'll see on the right-hand side there's a couple AdSense block codes there. You know, one's a skyscraper, and then if you scroll down a little bit more, you'll see another one there that is a medium rectangle one. And as I mentioned earlier, if those images were not available, you know, Google presents these images, but if those images weren't available, then it would just show links, and you can actually control that when you set up your ad block code with AdSense. So, but those are that's one of the primary areas to place your code in. You can also use that plugin I just mentioned, WP Insert, and have the code automatically show all throughout your website or blog at the start or middle or end or all, you know, of your blog posts. So you don't have to, you know, copy and paste that code manually every single time, because that would kind of get monotonous. Okay, so then anytime someone goes to any of their blog posts using that WP Insert plugin for WordPress, then they're automatically going to see that, and you can turn the ad code sections on or off. Okay, so if you didn't want to have a particular advertisement show on, let's say, three blog posts, but you did for other ones, then you'll be able to control that using that WP-Insert plugin for WordPress. Okay, now some of the other areas to place this code in would be up the very top or the very, very bottom, okay, in, like in the header of your website. Usually, you know, the on the header, you have your navigation bar, you know, for your website and your logo, along with even like a slider. But I'm talking about usually at the top left, top right, and using a smaller ad code section, you know, for your advertisement. So that's usually going to be the size of the 234 by 60, okay, or 468 by 60 type of banner with AdSense. So if you want to place something like that up the very top of your website, that would be the best size for it. Another size or location would be down the very, very bottom in your footer area. And that area is a great place to put what we call a large leaderboard ad, okay, or a banner. And when you look at your horizontal banners and leaderboard ad blocks, those are the best sections of code, you know, to use for the footer sections for your website if you want to present ad code down at the very bottom. Now, one of the questions that people usually have a lot is how are these advertisements generated and when they're presented on your website? And these codes, these images are generated automatically or dynamically and automatically by Google. But Google is going to do its best to present the most relevant advertisements on your website automatically depending on what type of information it is. Okay. So case in point is like on one of my sites with nutrition. It's obviously about nutrition. And it's not currently presenting an ad right now that is relevant to nutrition. So it's actually presenting an ad that has to do with you know, website creation. And so the reason for that is because Google has a program called the remarketing. And you may have experienced this before as well, but when you go to websites and that website or the website owner, okay, called the advertiser, has gone with Google and they've promoted an ad. They've set up what we call a remarketing campaign, and you'll notice that these ads follow you every other website that you go to. Okay, so like if you were to go over to you know, a website that's talking about running shoes, like say Nike, and Nike has an AdWords account over with Google, then all of a sudden, you'll start to notice these Nike ad, you know, running shoes advertisements on not just your, you know, your website that has AdSense on it, but also other websites that you may have that has AdSense on it. So they would just automatically show. And so that's the reason for that. And it's customizing that advertisement directly to you, and that's why you see the same ad, popping up every single time on different websites that has AdSense on it. It doesn't have to have, just on your website. It would be on other websites too. If you were to go to another website that's not your own, and it shows AdSense on there, then you would probably see the same ad on there. Okay, but that's because the advertiser set up a remarketing program with Google AdWords. So, just FYI, a lot of people end up having that type of question, and they wonder, well, how come I'm seeing the same ad on all these websites? And that's the reason why. So, okay, so the content of your advertisements are generated dynamically based upon the content of your website. So if you're talking about health, then usually there's going to be health advertisements there, okay, as long as there's not, like I said, remarketing ads that are following you. And also just an FYI or a tip, if you do not want to have those remarketing ads follow you on other websites, you can clear them, okay, by going up to the top of your browser, and it's a bit more advanced method, but if you know how to clear your cookies on your browser, you can just clear them, and then you won't see those ads following you anymore. Okay? Okay, so if you have a website that's talking about Nike shoes, or you're talking about making bread, or whatever the topic may be of interest, then Google is going to present the most relevant ads on there. Okay, and depending on what the advertiser is paying, you'll get a fraction of that. Okay, so that's what we've talked about here so far. Okay, let's do a quick recap. We talked about signing up, getting accepted with your AdWords account or AdSense account. Sorry, I'm getting myself confused now. Wait about a week, get accepted, then log in, create your ad blocks of code. Okay, that you desire, whichever shape and size that you desire, but those are the top two I mentioned earlier that are best, and then put them on your website. If you run a different type of website, just look for the HTML section and paste it inside of the HTML section of your website so they'll successfully show. Because if you paste them inside of the visual or just the regular public view of your page or post, then it's not going to work. You've got to make sure you put it in the code section. Okay. So like I said, the WordPress is a lot easier to use, and so most students are using WordPress at this point. And we've also talked about the advertisements, how they're generated. And so let's go on to the next section here. These advertisements show, it's also important to show them in a visual area on your website, because that's one of the rules that Google has, is that you want to make sure that you're not deceiving the customer to click on your ad. Okay, if you do, then it's a very quick way of being banned from Google, the Google AdSense program. So you want to make sure that you're just placing these advertisements in a prominent place that people can see them, and you're giving them choice of clicking on the ad. Okay, instead of deceiving them on clicking on an ad, making them think that the image is actually part of your website when it's not. I mean, meaning it's not originally coming from you. Okay, some people, in the past, what they've done is they've created these links from, they've created the ad block, and they they make them look like part of the navigation of the website, and that's just a no-no. Force the customer to basically click on it before they get access to something, and those are called incentive type of clicks. You can't incentivize people or offer bribes or anything for people to click on these ads. Okay, it's not fair to Google, and it's not fair to, most importantly, the advertiser. Okay, so how would you feel if you were paying each time for your ads, and people were incentivizing people to click on those ads? It would drain your budget really fast. So that's why that click fraud is very important to be aware of. So just be open about your ad placements and present them in prominent places on your website, and that gives the customers choice to click on them. And the whole purpose of advertising, from that perspective, is to generate targeted traffic. And that's what you're doing as an AdSense marketer, is you're presenting advertisements from Google that are working with advertisers, you know, and you're placing these ads on your website that are targeted and into different interests. And so when people come there and click on them, it helps out the advertiser. So it's a win-win-win situation all the way around. Another rule to keep in mind, since we're going over the rules topic with Google AdSense, is that you should never click on your own ads. Okay, that's another way of getting banned from Google AdSense. So don't click on your ads. You know, avoid placing the ad code in deceptive locations. And those are the two major rules to follow, you know, with AdSense. So you want to take them take some time, you know, to go to google.com/AdSense/localized-terms. Okay, you'll see this at the bottom of your account when you log in, but that'll give you more information about the Google AdSense program and the ins and outs of their terms and conditions. So you want to be super clear about the rules and to follow, and because they are entitled to change them at any time. But at the time of this call, this and the top two rules that you want to follow are the ones we just barely went over. Okay, so now let's talk about the money-making formula. Okay, how do you really make this gain traction, you know, to make the rubber meet the road, so to speak? Okay, so the very first step, you know, with making this work for you is to, you know, create excellent, valuable content or articles, okay, for your website. And usually most people create content and place them inside of the blog, okay, for a few reasons. I mean, if you have a website that, you know, you're selling, you know, products or other services, and the last thing you want is to have someone come to your website and click on an AdSense advertisement, and they're taken off of your website. If they would have been interested in a more profitable product that you're selling directly. Okay, so just some common sense type of rules for yourself, for your website, and using this strategy would be to not place these ads in conjunction or in competition with your own products. Okay, so if you're presenting a product for sale and you want the customer to buy that product, well, then don't have AdSense code on the right or the left or the top or the bottom. You know, just don't have it on that particular page, all right? Okay, and then so that's the very first thing is you want to create targeted content. A lot of people end up creating multiple websites for this very purpose. You know, just imagine if you have one website that's generating, you know, anywhere from $3 to $5 a day consistently, then just imagine, just multiply that by 10 or 20 or 50. I mean, if you have 100 websites, you know, that that's generating $5 a day, you know, you're making $500 a day. Yeah, and a lot of people do that. Now, you'd obviously need to create content for all those. That's how the ad code is going to be dynamically generating this image or the text for it that are relevant for the people that are coming to it. But, you know, if your site is talking primarily about whatever the topic is, you can, like I said, have as many of these websites as possible, and we call these niche websites. So having niche websites is very important because when people go to, you know, Google, they're searching for content, and this is just one way of generating targeted traffic, is by having niche content. Okay, so having website blogs and pages that are targeted on specialized topics instead of general topics is very important to keep in mind to be successful with this. So creating targeted content. Now, what if you don't like to write? You know, what if you don't like to blog? You know, and there's a lot of people that don't really like to do that but still want to take advantage of making money with the Google AdSense program. Well, you're in luck. Okay, there's plenty of ways to create content, and I'm going to go over two methods real quick. We're not going to go into these topics super in-depth, but the two other methods of generating content for your website would be to incentivize other people to write for you. So have other writers, you know, guest bloggers come to your website, talk with friends or family, or even present a page on your website that says, write for us. So having people write for you is a fantastic way of creating a win-win situation too, because when they write content for you, their content's placed on your website. You know, it's a win for you because you don't have to write it. And then second, what they would get in return would be there would be a link in that article back to their website. But it's content that you don't have to write, and you can then use it to start driving traffic to your website. Okay, so guest and blogging opportunities for other people to write for you. And then second would be to outsource it. Okay, there's other sites and other people that are super talented in writing. And you can go to Elance or Fiverr, so ELANCE.com or Fiverr, which is FIVERR.com. And you can easily find people just to write for you. You know, they charge anywhere from, you know, the first time I hired someone, you know, through Elance, I paid them $20 a month, and they wrote 4 articles, one every week. You know, and the length of the article was about, you know, it was 500 words at minimum. And they wrote the article on the topics I gave them, and I still have that site and still generating AdSense money for me. So pretty cool. So outsourcing. Okay, just a quick rundown on some of the rules to follow when you outsource is, you know, what you want to be super clear about the type of person you want to hire. You're just looking for someone who's talented in, you know, writing and has experience. They've obviously done this before. You can look at their, you know, portfolio or their resume and, you know, consider, you know, hiring them. But there's other trainings on this that'll go in more depth on teaching you how to delegate and how to hire someone. But just know that you can outsource, you know, your writing to people. You'd want to come up with your topics yourself and give them instructions on what to do and what to write about. But then they would go after it and write them. And you can even show and train them how to post these articles on your website for you, or websites if you have multiple, you know, areas to post this content to. So outsourcing and then guest blogging. Okay. Excellent ways of creating highly valuable content, but the key in this is the value. And there's articles that I've written or even had written for me too that to this day consistently have traffic coming to them, and people just click on the ads. You know, it generates the traffic, you know, through Google search, and then people click on the ads and you get paid. So having a highly valuable piece of content that helps someone out solve a problem is critical. That's key. So as long as you keep that in mind, you'll be a lot more successful with this type of approach. And just overall, you'll be successful with your internet marketing. Okay, now we've already gone over where to strategically place your code at. You know, the sidebar and prominent locations and the end of blog posts are usually the top 3 areas that work out best. There are other areas that we talked about that you can place this code in, you know, such as the top and so forth that we already went over, but the best places are on the sidebar on the right-hand side, and not on the left, but on the right, and at the end of the blog post. Okay, so those are the best locations to put the AdSense code in. And then the third step in the traffic, or the money-making formula with AdSense approach is, you know, driving traffic. Okay, you got to get traffic to your website, obviously, for this to work. So driving traffic, some of the 3 major ways that are free, or that the top 2 anyways I'm going to go over are search engine optimization, if you do it yourself. Okay, if you know how to optimize your content that you wrote, if you wrote an article about, let's say, 3 steps on how to carve a wooden knife, okay, out of pine. I like to carve, so I just came up with that. Yep. If your site is about carving and you're going to teach people about how to do that, then you'd write up your article, obviously, and then you'd want to optimize it. And optimization is all about making it available for the search engines and people to find it. Okay, and you're going to make that available and make it possible by optimizing it. And inside of the Success Center and by calling into the coaching support team, you'll be able to get additional help with that. Yeah, but just know that you got to optimize your content and prepare it well for people to find it, and then you'll get free traffic. on all my, well, actually, like, most of my sites, I've just optimized for the search engines, and people continue to come there every day. And as people come there, they'll have the opportunity of seeing these ads and then clicking on them. Now, the second free method of driving traffic to your site is through social media. You can share your website and your blog posts with people. Okay, when you share these things, you're getting it out to people. And, you know, obviously, when you get your content out in front of people, they're going to have the opportunity of checking it out and reading it. And that's what you want. Okay, if you're creating valuable content that's engaging, then your chances of being successful with any type of marketing method is going to skyrocket. Okay, so once again, I don't mean to be, you know, beating a dead horse, but that's super critical of creating valuable content. You know that your content is valuable when people start to engage with it and, like, leave comments and tell you, hey, this is awesome, you know, or they start asking questions. You know, but you got to start sharing it with people, you know, to get that kind of engagement. So get it out there, share it with people through social media, like with Facebook and Twitter and your LinkedIn. And Pinterest is another awesome way of doing it. You know, Pinterest, you can share images on your website, you know, through Pinterest, and people can click on those images from Pinterest and come to your website. That's another way of getting traffic to your site through that social media. And now the third way is paid, but there's other sources. You can pay for your advertising to get tons of cheap traffic coming to your site. I don't normally recommend paying for your advertising to generate, you know, clicks, because that's an incentive type of thing. You know, but if you're driving them to a page where there's content, you know, you're driving them to the content, not to your ad from AdSense. Okay, you're driving them to an article or a blog post or a page that has content for people to read. And while they're there, if they do click on an ad, then that would work. Okay, so there's, you know, pay per click with Bing. I wouldn't use it through you know, Google, but you can always, you know, test that out. It's a little bit more expensive with Google, and so you wouldn't want to pay a ton, especially not knowing how much you're going to get out of each click, and, you know, with AdSense. But you know, with Bing and with direct CPV, you know, paper impression or view, you know, with these sources, you can get, you know, thousands of people just clicking on a you know, a link or an image for a fraction of, you know, a penny or a fraction of a dollar, depending on how you set it up. But those are just cheap sources of paying for your advertising. And this obviously also depends on the niche that you're in, you know, just how much of a demand there is for it out there. And if you're creating content that no one is really looking for and you haven't really done your research, then you shouldn't be surprised if no one comes to your website. Okay, but to create valuable content that people are looking for and people are excited about, and, you know, they want to engage with it, it solves the problem. You know, that's the key with making money with this. Okay, so those are the three major steps of you know, the money-making formula with Google AdSense. Okay, creating amazing content, strategically locating or placing your code on your website at the sidebar and in prominent locations or at the end of the blog post, and then getting people to your site. And there's a lot of other ways of getting people to your website. I just went over three major ones that are great and powerful to get targeted people to your site. Okay, now let's go over some of the common, you know, frequently asked questions that people have. You know, a lot of people end up having questions about, well, how much can I make? You know, I briefly mentioned this earlier, but we'll go over it a little bit more in depth. And to start off with, you're not going to make a ton off of this because it takes a little bit of time to get some traction with your content that you've created. If you're putting AdSense on a website that is brand new, then just expect that over the next couple months, you should start seeing some AdSense money trickle in, you know, anywhere from a couple pennies a day on up to, you know, two, three, or more dollars per day, depending on the type of content and just how much traffic you're getting to the site and, you know, how many people are obviously clicking on the ads. If it's a new website, just expect somewhere, you know, around a month or two to see some type of income coming in. But if you have a site that's already, you know, set to go and you have content on there, it's just as easy as signing up, you know, with AdSense, getting accepted, going through the steps we talked about today, getting that code and placing it on your website. If you were to use Google Analytics, okay, Google has a lot of products we've gone over, but we've gone over Google AdWords as it relates to AdSense, and then the second one is Google Analytics. Now, Google Analytics is going to tell you, if you have an existing website, you know, what content is most popular, what content people are visiting the most. So if you have a website and you have a blog on there that has, let's say, 30 articles, and you know, 5 of them are super popular, you know, let's say you have anywhere from, you know, 1 to 300 people visiting, you know, those blog posts a day, well, it would obviously make sense to place, you know, if it makes sense to you with your, you know, your website, and if you don't have any conflicting products that you're selling, if it's just content, you know, strictly, then it's that would be also a great location, you know, to place that AdSense code, you know, because you have a lot of people going there, people in the traffic, and it's just a matter of, you know, placing that code on your website. And if you have 100 people viewing, let's say, that one blog post, and you have just a few, let's say, 5 to 10 people clicking on the ad every day, and you can do the math from there. You know, if you were to get anywhere from, you know, I said a couple pennies on up to even a few more dollars or more per click, then you're starting to generate an automated stream of income. Okay? And there's a number of websites that, you know, do amazing with this, and you just create the content once, and it's on autopilot. So unless Google were to change the rules of, you know, that's the only possibility down the road, you know, the major possibility of not getting the automated stream of income consistently coming in the future is if, you know, Google changes the rules, and that, you know, can't happen. So it's not foolproof. It's not necessarily a perfect way of generating your automated stream of income, but the chances of them changing that are going to be, you know, very unlikely, okay? But just FYI. So you can make great money with it, but the key in it is creating valuable content. And now the second major question that a lot of people have is, well, when am I going to get paid? Great question, right? So the threshold that Google has you set is usually $100 at the time of this discussion. So once you reach $100, then Google is going to send you out a check. And you can increase the threshold, okay? If you're generating $100 every day, then you know, you just tell Google, okay, just send me out a check every time I reach $1,000. You know? So you can set that those parameters and those settings inside of your Google AdSense account once you log in, and you can just tell them what you'd like to see, okay? And then you can also obviously tell them where you want the check sent, and that's why they ask you that, you know, that question when you sign up. Okay, very good. Now, let's briefly go over. I'm going to go back here with the account here with AdSense and go over just some of the pointers and tips, you know, for you. So when you go into your AdSense account, you'll notice some of these sections inside of your AdSense account that gives you some data to look at. So how well are these websites performing? Okay, so you can create, as I talked about earlier on your custom channel, when you create your ad unit, it's going to give you that data on which websites are performing better. It'll also tell you which websites are showing the code as an active state. You know, if any of your AdSense advertisements are not showing for some reason, it'll say inactive, you know, or else it's not showing, or else there's an issue. Okay? And the URL channels, you know, it's going to give you the specific websites that you know, your ads are showing, and you can view the report for each one. So you just go in there and click on View Report, and it'll give you a breakdown of how many people have clicked on the ads and how many page views have been generated and the click-through rate. And these are all topics that we can go over in more depth any future topic with AdSense, but just know that inside of your AdSense account, you can have some excellent information that they give you to be able to understand what's going on with your websites. Okay, so as you use your AdSense reports along with Google Analytics. Okay, Google Analytics is, if you don't know what that is, just a brief rundown, is it's a tracking system for your websites. And it'll tell you where people are coming from and how your content is being used and how popular it is, okay, how many people are coming to it, where they're coming from, and all that. So your AdSense and your Analytics account go hand in hand because you want to get feedback. You want to understand what's going on so you're not left in the dark. And so as you start to create more and more awesome content on your website, then you'll start to observe which pages make the most sense to have the ad blocks on them. And then you can come here and start to customize things more, have the things more fine-tuned. Okay. So that's on the topic of optimization. You're optimizing your AdSense account by observing the traffic that is coming in to your website. And then you're optimizing or customizing where those ad blocks from AdSense are showing. Because sometimes it just doesn't make sense to have those ad blocks show on certain pages that are just not doing anything. It doesn't really hurt to have them on there, but always look at your analytics and see how much traffic you're getting and slice them accordingly. Okay. Now, I was going to briefly go over a tip here that I mentioned earlier with, because I said I was going to come back to it, which was with Squidoo. So Squidoo is a site, it's a third-party site that you can go to. If this is just for folks that do not have a website or just want to take advantage of this type of opportunity, but you don't have to have a website with this type of approach because you just write up the article and you come over here and create a page and you can publish your content on there. And what Squidoo has in place is the last time I used them just a few months ago, which was a ad share. They share that revenue with AdSense. Okay, and so they get a lot of people. They get millions of people coming to their website every month. And it's a great way of getting exposure to your content fairly quickly. And it's, once again, the key of creating valuable content. If it solves a specific problem that people want to get a lot of help with, then it can take off pretty quickly. Okay, so you can actually use this in conjunction with your existing websites or separately. It's really up to you. This is one major site that you can go to just create content without a website and get it published in front of a lot of people. Now with your own, I'm just going to go back to the tip of your own website. If you don't have a blog, like I said, I would recommend using WordPress, or else you can go to Blogger and just start creating content. It's best to create a list of topics to write on so you know what you're going to be writing about. You can also generate ideas that are high in demand by going to Google Keyword Planner. It used to be called the Google Keyword Tool, but now that Google Keyword Tool is called the Keyword Planner, and you can find that inside of your AdWords account, okay, with google.com/AdWords. And so if you know how to do your keyword research, you'll be able to easily discover specialized topics that people are looking for that are in demand on whatever your niche is. Okay, if your niche is on that example I shared earlier of wood carving, then you could go to Google Keyword Planner or Tool and search specifically for keywords that are relevant to that topic of wood carving. And Google is going to give you a whole list of kinds, all kinds of words that you can look at that people search for every month. And that's another great way, of coming up with blog topic ideas. Okay, so if you're looking for a blog topic idea that's in demand, go there and do your research and discover some topics that would be great based upon keyword phrases that people use each month. And the key in that is the demand. If you don't have people looking for a certain keyword phrases, then there's not going to be much traffic coming to your website. But you want traffic, obviously, and you want lots of people coming to it there. And so make sure to use keyword phrases to generate blog topic articles for your AdSense monetization that are in high demand. Okay, so another way is to find trending articles that you can write on. You can go to reddit.com. So that's reddit.com. And they have all kinds of trending articles that you can check out that people have ranked and pushed up through the list. You can go to Technorati. So that's TechNorati.com. And you can look at popular blog posts there. Other news sites that are really popular you can also look at, like google.com/news. Okay, look at the latest articles that are being published. But Google has a lot of tools for analyzing trends. But if you're interested in discovering content to write about, if you're not sure what to write about, then you can go to google.com/trends and discover what's trending on different topics. Go there and, right now, just saying here, the Assyrian Revolution or Civil War is really, popular. It's, people are talking about that a lot. You could write an article about that, okay? So check that out. And that'll give you some excellent sources to tap into to help you come up with ideas to write about, okay? You don't have to always come up with this on your own. It's a lot easier to just go with what's popular out there and be creative with how you structure your headlines for your blog posts, because that obviously will influence how people engage with your content. And you want people to stay on your website, because the longer they stay on your website, the greater opportunities there are for them to click on these ads that you've placed on there from AdSense.